Okay, now my staff is telling me the governor's ready. You told me the governor was ready a half hour ago. I don't believe the governor's ready.
Okay.
Already this morning, you know, Halloween kind of thing. Oh, yeah, the governor's ready. And it was Mike McGregor wishing his wife happy 40th. Let's give it a shot. Hello, Governor Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Mark, how are you today?
Ah, it's not a false alarm. Are you in the cockpit of the aircraft right now? You're calling from somewhere aloft? Where are you at the moment? Can you tell us?
I'm in the car, and I'm on the way to the airport because, as I told you yesterday, that I'm flying out to Columbus, Ohio, where I'm going to do a campaign rally for John McCain. And so I'm on the way to the airport right now.
Now, this is for the Arnold Classic, which has become, I mean, you started this, what, 30-some years ago. This has become probably the biggest event in Ohio, and it's nice timing that Ohio is kind of playing the part of Florida in the election this year. So you're going to go out there and do the big event, and then you and McCain will go and stump the state. And, I mean, you're huge, but you are pumped up politically back there. They love you back there.
Well, I mean, you know, I have won the Mr. World competition back in Columbus, Ohio in 1970, so that was almost... It's almost four decades ago, and then I've gone back there, you know, for making movies and meeting friends and vacationing, doing business there and all those things. And since 1976, we actually have been organizing and promoting the Arnold's Classic and the World Bodybuilding Championships, Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympia, all of those competitions, and it has become the biggest fitness expo now in the world, with 165,000 people coming through. So that's usually always the first week in March. So I will be back in Columbus again in the first week in March. But now I'm just going there, you know, to help out Senator McCain and to give a little speech there and so on.
Are you pretty excited you might get to meet Joe the Plumber, Governor?
Well, I mean, you know, let me tell you something. To me, this is amazing. I mean, if you think about it, this guy came on the scene within a week. I mean, it's become this big deal. And I, you know, I've been in acting now for 20 years, and no one calls me Arnold the Actor. I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, if you want, we can call you that, but the governor still fits right here. Now, there was a great event last night in support of Prop 11. You were there with your friend Sly Stallone, and honored to be there as the ringleader. And I think sometimes I felt like the interpreter, but it was a lot of fun. And Stallone gets up there. I mean, obviously, you've been friends for a long time, and to this invited group over at Donovan's, he says, "I'm here because I love Arnold. We've been friends." And then he said, "I'm here because I lost a bet." And everybody kind of said, "I wonder if that's true. Is that true? Was there wagering?"
No, I mean, Sly is, you know, helping me, and we are good friends. And he has been always very helpful in everything that I've done in my political career. You know, even though we were very competitive when we were in the movie business, you know, who is using the biggest machine guns, who has the most fights, who has the best
action, the biggest
and all those kind of
guns.
Things. But he's very supportive, and so he had a good time coming to San Diego yesterday and hanging out with everyone. And it gives him an insight of what I have to do in my political life now, unlike what you need to do in order to be a great actor or to do successful movies.
Are there more McCain fans in Hollywood than we know? Because right now I'm thinking I can count probably five. I mean, you're there. Stallone is there. Tom Selleck. And, you know, there's four or five. But, you know, it's not an easy thing to do in Hollywood to say, hey, I'm for the Republican guy here. Are there more that we're just not hearing from?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there is a huge amount of Republicans that just don't speak up because they think, especially in the Hollywood business, they think, you know, that they won't get a job or so on, which I think is wrong because I don't think that's the spirit here.
Yep.
You know, everyone in Hollywood knows that I'm a Republican and I always got great jobs and worked with directors that were Republicans or Democrats. I think in the end in Hollywood, like in any other business, it's all about how much money can you make. And like I was saying about Sly yesterday, you know, he has movies that made altogether $3 billion. So I think that's what Hollywood cares about, and that's what the industry cares about.
Yep.
And you know, that's why he got always jobs, and I always got jobs with movies. So I think that's the reality. But you know, the important thing is, you know, that in Ohio, where I'm going now, that we help, you know, McCain, because there's a toss-up state, and it's very important, you know, to let the people in Ohio know that some of those ideas that you know, Obama is presenting doesn't work for us, because it will go to take us back to where Europe was 40 years ago when I left Europe, and that's why I left Europe, because it was all, you know, government and high taxes.
Yep.
and government being on your back. And why copy that? That didn't work. Europe has changed. It copied America. Europe is now a well-to-do continent. And I think that it would be wrong to take America in that direction now.
Now, what do you say? Because governor, but you know what people are going to say? They're going to say, but the governor's going to get the legislature back here after the election and have the special session and kick it into gear, and then you're going to bring the sales tax issue back. So they'll say, well, there goes the governor taxing again. So how do you make that fly? It's a different level of taxing, but how does that play into it?
Well, I mean, there's certain things we have to do that we don't like to do. I mean, I don't like to raise taxes. I don't like taxes at all. But I think if you have a hole for, you know, $10 billion, an additional hole that is, you know, there's $5 billion we will make in cuts and $5 billion we have to go and fix our revenues. And it's only temporary, but I think that we have to get through this crisis that we're in right now, and we have to also fix the tax system, because our tax system is too much dependent on income tax and on capital gains tax. And so when our economy is flat, we have a decrease in our revenues by 10%. So it doesn't make any sense at all. So what we have to do is fix the tax systems that represent what the economy is, rather than with Wall Street.
Yeah. And be sensitive to growing business and creating jobs. Now, you also came out yesterday with several governors. There's a bipartisan effort, and Pete Wilson was there. Jerry Brown was there, the current attorney general, all coming out against Prop 5. This is what is listed as nonviolent drug offenses, sentencing, parole, and rehabilitation. The way it's framed, it sounds like, well, it'll keep people out of prison. And why the no vote on this? I understand it, but explain it to people who are saying, I'm just getting into this. What's it about?
Well, I think to keep it basic, Proposition 5 basically says that if you commit a crime, no matter what the crime is, if it's child abuse, if it's beating your spouse, if you're breaking into a house, if you're robbing someone blind, or any of those kind of crimes, or drug crimes, drug selling, you know, you're not going to prison if you can prove that you were on drugs when you have committed the crime. So anything that someone has to do is just pop a pill. They'll go and commit some crazy crime and then go and say, you know, I was in the influence of something. I mean, imagine, I mean, what kind of an excuse is that? And then all you have to do is do a drug treatment program and you don't go to jail. No matter how crowded we are with our jails, and no matter how much of a problem that we have there, but we can never let criminals off just because of that. If you can commit any crime you want as long as you can prove that you have taken some medication before or that you were on
something. Yeah, that's crazy.
It is ludicrous. It's a liberal idea that doesn't work, and it creates unsafe neighborhoods and danger in our society. And public safety has always been my number one priority. And this is why all the governors, Democrats and Republicans, have come out and said no to Proposition 5.
And a lot of law enforcement officials, too. I'm with you on that. No.
Absolutely.
On 5, yes on 11. Keep that in mind, Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yes, yes on 11. That's very important. The redistricting, and as I told you yesterday, we are doing very well on the polls, but we're not taking anything for granted. It's very important for people to go out and to vote yes on Proposition 11 so that we go and take the power of redistricting away from the politicians and give it to ordinary citizens and make our districts again competitive and create more action, more performance in Sacramento.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with us, and I noticed last night at this wonderful soiree over at Donovan's La Jolla, thanks to Dan Shea and just the great hospitality, but you and Stallone and the 80 or so people, I kept hearing that you only had an hour there, and by my estimates there, I think you hung around for a couple of hours. You kept getting drawn back to the steak and all of that, so obviously you were all having a good time.
Well, I tell you, Dan Shea is a terrific guy and a very generous man, and he, of course, is a genius in the restaurant business, because that restaurant is really fantastic.